That's Not a Feeling by Dan Josephson, narrated by Charles Carroll. Prologue. Upstate New York, late August. No one noticed the evening's approach until the long shadows cast by the mountains began to merge in the grass. Alternative boys stood on the dirt pile, digging away at it with their shovels and tossing the dirt toward the adjacent woods. Only when Roger woke to the growing darkness did he order the boys down and tell them to hurry back to the mansion for supper. "I'm losing it," he thought, and rubbed his face with his hands. He followed as the boys crossed Route 294 in a clump and then stretched out into a loose line to pass through the school's iron gate. The gate hung between two stone pillars. On the right pillar, a sign read, "The Roaring Orchards School for Troubled Teens, Webatuck, New York." The mansion they headed toward was built on a slight eminence and sat in an angle of light. Most of the boys rested their shovels on their shoulders or dragged them rasping along the gravel driveway. William Kay and Andrew Pudding soon fell behind. They were swinging their shovels at each other like swords. They walked face to face, Pudding shuffling backward up the drive, William laughing wildly as the heavy wooden handles met overhead with dull clacks. Roger was glad the two of them rarely had energy for anything other than this sort of idiocy. Pudding was short and solidly built, with a round, babyish head. William was skinny and mean. If they set their minds to it, they could do plenty of damage. It was the time of evening when everything recedes into its outline, when it feels as though there's more than an